welcome back. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got one more segment before we move on to Harvard and the Fed and Jerome Powell. That's going to be a fascinating discussion with my guest co-host this afternoon, Tom Paulsiewicz. The tick list. I want to deport citizens. I want to strip citizenship from people. I'm going to ignore court orders. I'm going to deprive people of due process, even though it's guaranteed under the United States Constitution. And I'm going to be president for a third term, amongst various other illegal, hateful, and cruel actions. Yes.
And I'm going to extract over $1 billion of free legal work.
Yes.
In order to make sure I can do those things.
Right.
And I'm going to basically kill the academia in this country from having a voice in whatever we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and that's not taking through, I'm dismantling the Veterans Administration, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid,
all the
billionaire tax cuts, all that stuff. I just mean on the constitutional stuff. Wow. That's what we got going on. It is existential because consider this. News being reported just today by Wisconsin Public Radio, which of course Donald Trump also wants to defund, by Wisconsin Public Radio. I want every single one of you who are listening to pay attention to this next part, because if you're thinking, my family's been here for 100 years, none of this matters to me, this buds for you. The federal government will find you, the headline reads. Immigration officials wrongly told a Fox Valley man to leave the United States. Here's the article I rarely read. I'm going to do it because we just got this. It's brand new. Wendena resident Tom Franz got a pair of identical emails last Friday that said they were from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. He shrugged it off at first. Then he said he read the email more closely and was very concerned. This guy has been a citizen forever. He's a retired college administrator and teacher. He was born in Western Pennsylvania. The email said he was in the United States on humanitarian parole, which was being terminated. Quote, if you do not depart the United States immediately, you will be subject to a potential law enforcement action that will result in your removal from the United States. Do not attempt to remain in the United States. The federal government will find you. Please depart the United States immediately. He's never applied for, nor has he ever been on humanitarian parole. He's lived in the Fox Valley since 1981, worked at UWO. So if this can happen to Mr. Franz in the Fox Valley, you don't think it can happen to you? And here's what ended up happening as well. He reaches out to Tammy Baldwin's office, who gets right on it. They find out that there was a few categories of people that got these emails. The emails typically went to someone who was, in fact, applying for asylum or parole, immigration lawyers, non-governmental organizations, and people who financially support asylum applicants, which, okay, so you just target all those people because they're what? Right. Using the system in, anyways.
The way it's meant to be used.
Correct. It's its own problem there. Yep. But Mr. Franz is like, I'm not any of those things. I've literally never been involved with the immigration system at all. What the hell? I mean, here's what he said. If I'm getting this, there's probably a lot of other people who got this. We don't know how many people are on the distribution list. I think it's important that people stay vigilant and that they take their emails seriously. Don't click on the links, but investigate them. Yeah, and maybe investigate your votes.
I'm assuming, Maggie, there's a star at the end of the email that says, if this does not pertain to you, please ignore.
Or not. Just leave. You one of those lefties? Why don't we leave? The federal government will find you.
I hit the wrong
oops,
list.
Oops. Yeah. Let's listen to Lisa Murkowski, one of our fearless senators, on standing up to Donald Trump's unconstitutional actions.
What do you have to say to people who are afraid? Or who represent people who are afraid? We are all afraid. Okay. That's quite a statement. But we are... We're in a time and a place where I don't know. I certainly have not. I have not been here before. And I'll tell you, I'm oftentimes very anxious myself about using my voice, because retaliation is real, and that's not right.
I'm afraid of using my voice because retaliation is real. I'm sorry, Senator Murkowski, then quit.
Yes, don't be a senator.
That's your damn job. If the retaliation you're talking about is an audit, maybe not being reelected, that doesn't count. Okay? You have all of the power that most of us don't. Use your voice. That is an absolutely unacceptably cowardly pile of nonsense from a sitting U.S. senator. We need to demand more of them. I'm looking at you too, Chuck Grassley, Ron Johnson, and the entire GOP delegation from Wisconsin in the House of Representatives.
I think that was written by Susan Collins, though.
Yeah,
it was just translated.
It could have been either one of them. Susan Collins, yes. Murkowski, you right. Cowards. We come back, we're going to talk about the extortion of Harvard that didn't. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump threatening